It would be easy to think of Billie Jean Grinder as a tomboy. She was a pilot in the Tennessee National Guard. Yet her friends describe her as the girliest tomboy you'll ever meet. That was one of the things people said as they remembered Billie Jean Grinder. She was killed in Iraq when her helicopter crashed. She was 25. Blake Farmer has this remembrance from our member station WPLN in Nashville.
Chief Warrant Officer Billie Jean Grinder was part of a military family. Her dad still serves in the Guard. So does her mother-in-law, her husband, and her father-in-law is retired military. Grinder put a female twist on the macho soldier. Her tattoos included flowers and spiderwebs. In her spare time, she rode motorcycles and shot guns. At Wednesday's funeral, rifles pointed heavenward in a 21-gun salute. As part of Grinder's military honors, three helicopters fly over in formation, including a Kiowa attack helicopter similar to the one she died in February 21st. But the funeral service also shows Grinder's girly side.
Release the balloon!
Mourners draped in pink scarves and soldiers wearing pink armbands release hundreds of pink balloons into the spitting snow.
She just loved fun colors, and pink was a happy color.
Jessica Martin describes Grinder as a woman who could pull off pink nail polish, even as she was speeding around on her 1986 Harley Davidson. The two were more than best friends. Martin calls her family.
When my dad died, and that was her dad too, you know, being teenagers, all of our parents, you know, had to get on to everybody, so they all became our parents. And she sat right next to me at my dad's funeral. And was my rock.
Martin was one of the last people to see Grinder before she shipped out to Iraq. The energetic pilot knocked on Martin's door early on a Saturday.
And we sat there for a couple hours saying our, you know, hope you're safe, you know, come back. Can't wait to see you again. Have fun. And that's the last time I saw her.
When times get really tough, we keep saying, Billie Jean's going to slap us if we, you know, if we don't straighten up here.
Ernie Grinder says his daughter-in-law wouldn't appreciate all the crying that's going on. His son Sam is also a pilot. In fact, the couple deployed together, but Sam's duties as an instructor brought him back to the U.S. a few weeks early. His father says otherwise, Sam would have witnessed his wife's helicopter going down.
God works in mysterious ways, and I think probably the reason Sam was scheduled for that school and came back early is so that he wouldn't be there, because that would have been horrible.
Billie Jean Grinder was the first female killed in action, but a total of 22 Tennessee Guardsmen have given their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan, including Grinder's co-pilot. Women still can't serve in frontline combat units, but Guard spokesman Randy Harris says they're just as much in harm's way.
They're helicopter pilots, they're truck drivers, and in the current conflict, there's not a front line. Things can happen anywhere.
What happened in Grinder's case is still under investigation. Her helicopter made what's being called a hard landing. Grinder was just 2 weeks from the end of her deployment. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.